The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Welcome, Jack Richardson.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm all right. Dominic never asks me how I am. But,
I do.
It's politeness. You should ask how you are, you know?
Every time you ask, I say, yeah, yes. How are you?
Well, you know, you've interrupted now.
Sorry. you called me in.
So, look, Jack, this is your first session.
It is, yes.
And just tell us a little bit about you, because you're not from the island, but you've lived here for 3 months.
For about 3 months, yes, I've moved here, yes.
From where?
From Northamptonshire.
Okay, and how does Northamptonshire and the Isle of Wight sort of differ?
Well, obviously, I feel on the island it's a lot more quieter and it's a lot more slowed down than on the mainland, because I felt on the mainland it was very, very rushed and very hush-hush everywhere, and I struggle with high anxiety.
Right.
So I felt by benefiting me by coming here, I felt more myself and more able to be an independent person here.
And are you?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. In 3 months?
Yes.
That is really,
yeah.
really good.
Yes.
And that's a great compliment for the Isle of Wight as well,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes.
It really is. So the adult learning course is all about radio. You've got a keen interest in radio.
Yes, I love radio. Yes, I do. Yes.
Where do you want this to land? Where do you want this to end up?
Well, hopefully I'd like to get a slot here and do some broadcasting here. That is the main goal I would like eventually. Yes.
Okay. I reckon you'll be ready to go in about 3 or 4 sessions. I really do.
Yes, that'd be good.
In the meantime, what we're going to do is we're going to get you to do a podcast for the next couple of weeks. So we haven't spoken about this yet,
no.
So I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Podcast idea. We've already established that you've got great musical knowledge.
Yes.
Of a lot of 1980s stuff
yes.
as well.
Yes.
So what podcast idea would you have? What would you like to do?
Well, I think obviously knowing the 80s would probably work for me. Maybe a specific band, maybe like the Smiths, because I love the Smiths and I know a lot about them. So I could do a podcast about the Smiths.
No one's ever done a Smiths podcast. The closest we came to having a Smiths gig on the Isle of Wight was when Morrissey was going to do the Isle of Wight Festival back in about 2000 and, I don't know, 10.
Right.
And then he decided that he wasn't going to, and we had Travis instead. So it would be a great idea. Do a Smiths podcast to start off with. And obviously talk about Morrissey a lot or not?
Yeah, definitely, because I know a lot about him as an individual as well as a Smith. So, yeah.
All right.
I can do that. You can do that.
Tell us a little bit about Morrissey then.
Well, he's very opinionated.
Yeah.
He's vegan.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like people.
He doesn't like people?
No, he's very, very much, well, self-centred. He doesn't like company.
He's a nice bloke then.
And he just hates people that have no opinions, because he thinks it's his way or no way, basically.
Right, okay. Likeable chap then.
I don't know. He has a very interesting way of thinking, a very intellectual way of thinking, but sometimes it can sort of turn nasty because people don't like that.
Okay.
Because people think like keep your to yourself or don't say anything at all. But
favorite Smith's track?
Favorite Smith's track would probably have to be Big Mouth Strikes Again.
Okay, that's about right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A favourite Morrissey track?
Favourite Morrissey track would probably have to be Suede Head.
Right, good
which
song.
Which was also his first song as well.
It's probably his biggest hit as well.
His biggest
it?
Hit, yes. Yeah. But it's just brilliant.
I love Every Day Is Like Sunday.
Yes.
That's my favourite.
That's my second favourite.
Yeah.
My second favourite.
And you can see where all the miserableness comes,
yes.
doesn't it? Anyway, look, Jack, it's a pleasure to have you on the course.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about you in the coming weeks.